All right, guys, welcome back to another edition of the Reign of Five Sportscast. Of course, I'm your host, Corey Willis. I'm glad to be back with you again on this late edition of the show, this late Friday evening edition of the show. So I wanted to come back this Friday just to talk about some games that I'm very excited to watch. Heading into Saturday. It's week five, folks. It's week five of the college football season. It is upon us, and it's amazing how we've gotten to week five already. This season has kind of been a lot different, per se. It's been very different, and things have been shifted and moved around in terms of games. So it's very different from what we're used to, but yeah. We got week five here. So, of course, I know you guys want to talk about some of the games. And I'm eager to want to share the top three games that I actually have circled in my calendar. You guys may also have them circled in your calendars as well. But, yeah, week five matchups. I picked three on this week's schedule. So, the first game that I have for you guys is Auburn taking on Georgia, and that game is going to be between the hedges. I'm very excited about this football game. I'm very excited to see what JT Daniels will do this week. Of course, we had Stetson Bennett taking the reins at quarterback last week. He had some stumbles, but of course, Georgia pretty much got the win. So this week, of course, JT Daniels is going to step in and be the number one quarterback for the Bulldogs. So I want to see what JT Daniels provides for this Georgia offense. Just because these guys have talent on that offense. So I do want to see what actually happens in this game this week as Auburn's coming to town. So, of course, we know about Bo Nix. Bo Nix had a pretty good day against the Kentucky Wildcats. He was 16 for 27, 233 yards, and three touchdowns. So, of course, you know what he brings to the table as long as you have Williams at receiver and also having guys like Anthony Schwartz in the loop. This team is a dangerous team, and they can actually come in between the hedges and take down Georgia if they really want to, if they really put their mind to it. So not saying that Auburn's going to win that football game, but Georgia does have some concerns, of course. Like, they did have a very, I would say, off day against Arkansas, against the Razorbacks last week. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens tomorrow. That's a 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Let me see. Yeah, 6:30 p.m. Central Time kickoff. It'll be on ESPN. So right now, the betting line looks like it's at they have Georgia a 7.5-point favorite against the Tigers. So like I said, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens in that game. I think that's gonna be the best game of this week, hands down, of course. So, we'll see what happens between Bo Nix and JT Daniels this week. All right, so another game that we have is another SEC premier matchup. It's going to be between the Texas A&M Aggies and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Texas A&M has to travel down to Tuscaloosa to take on Nick Saban and his squad. So this game, of course, this week, I honestly believe
it's probably not going to be as close as what some people are making it out to be. Not trying to rag on you right now, Aggie Faithful, but last week was a very disappointing showing, I think, going up against Vanderbilt last week. That was a game that the Aggies were at home, of course, when they took on Vanderbilt, and they just seemed like they were out of sync. They didn't really come out with that will to actually win the football game. It looks like they were going through the motions for some strange reasoning. Don't know why, but for Alabama on their side, they're going to be at home this week. Last week they had to take on the Missouri Tigers. They looked like Alabama, of course, had a couple of potholes here and there that they had to maneuver from, but overall, they looked like Alabama in week one. just pretty much just stating it how it is. So yeah, it's going to be interesting on how Kellen Mond and his offense operates over this Alabama team that has talent all around the football field. We talk about guys like Jalen Waddle and Najee Harris, which is so reminiscent of a guy like Derrick Henry during his days as the Alabama running back. This guy's he's tough. He's tough to take down. He's gonna be tough for a lot of guys all season. I'm going to say right now to take down. So when you're Mac Jones and you have guys like a Najee Harris, Jalen Waddle, those guys on the football field, it's very easy to lean on opposing teams week in and week out. So yeah, it's gonna be I don't think it's gonna be a great day for A&M. And I'm just being real. A&M, everyone's talking about A&M this year actually, taking that major step forward. They didn't spend all of that money in College Station to bring a guy like Jimbo Fisher, who is so good of an offensive mind. When you think about Jimbo Fisher, and this is the reason why A&M hired him and paid him all of the money that he rightfully earned, he deserves. When you think about what Jimbo Fisher did at Florida State, which is now like it's like a dumpster fire now. Like, we don't even talk about Florida State anymore. But when you look at Jimbo Fisher's resume and what he was able to do, and everywhere he's been, whether it's LSU, Florida State, everywhere, he produces a lot of talent and he gets a lot out of his players. So there's no doubt in my mind that he can't do it at A&M, but right now, it's not looking so good right now. You lose this game, then you have to play Florida. And then, of course, after Florida, you have to meet Mike Leach and his group, who came off of a big win at Death Valley. So, this is going to be a rocky start, I think, for Jimbo Fisher. Of course, things can always change. They have a shot to win this game, just like anyone in the country who has to take on a top five team in the country. But A&M has to prove it. If I had to make a prediction on what the score would be, the prediction would be this: Alabama 45, Texas A&M 28. That would be my final score of this football game. A&M may, impress us in the first half, but man, I just really think the tide has
too much firepower with Najee Harris, Jalen Waddle, and a really good Mac Jones that's starting to kind of, take shape in his offense. He's really controlling the pace of this offense.
So, last game that I do have for you guys before I let you go this evening, I do have one Big 12 game. Now, of course, if you saw the Big 12 last week, you saw a shootout style of game between Texas and Texas Tech. That game went down to the very last wire, and it was very exciting. A lot of scoring by both teams. But we're not going to get that kind of a game this week, I'm going to say. because you do have Baylor taking on West Virginia this week. So that is a 11 a.m. Central Time kickoff. It's going to be on ABC. So I always love those ABC games to start out with. Those games are always fun, and they have so many twists and turns in them, of course. So, Baylor is going to come into West Virginia territory. Baylor capping off that big win. Not going to say big win. They went against Kansas. It's not too much of a big win, per se. But they had a win against Kansas 47-14. So, Baylor's going to want to come in off of a high, per se, I would think. They're a two-point favorite over the Mountaineers right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when they come into Morgantown to try to take down the Mountaineers. When we look at the West Virginia side of things, we're looking at a quarterback, Jarrett Dagey. Jarrett Dagey was, of course, a Bowling Green transfer that came into the Mountaineers system looking to get an opportunity. So I'd say this is a big game for Jarrett Dagey to actually come in and actually see if he can throw it around over that Golden Bears defense, of course. And the whole Dave Aranda style of defense. Of course, we all saw him at LSU and what he could do. So that is going to be a very interesting game nonetheless. Charlie Brewer, last week, he had a pretty decent day. Of course, I've seen better Charlie Brewer days. But, of course, who needs plenty of touchdowns when you can spread the wealth as a quarterback. He had one touchdown and 142 yards in the air last week. So, like I said, it's going to be an interesting game between these two teams. So, very much interesting. Baylor is a two-point favorite in that game. So, we'll have to see, folks. We'll have to see what happens. All right, guys, and that is my three top games of the week. Of course, I would love to know what are your three top games of the week. You can let me know through my Twitter page. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. It is at listen2KSW. It's at listntokSW, all one handle. Feel free to let me know what is your favorite game of the week that you're looking forward to watching. And, yeah, we'll just have to see from there what happens in week five. But, like I said, guys, this was going to be a very short show, of course. Just my thoughts on what was going to happen this week. Not many games that really stuck out to me outside of those three. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how everything shapes up this week as opposed to last week. So,
I do thank you guys again for joining me on another edition of the show. Like I said, just follow me on Twitter. And yeah, I'll be able to reach out to you guys through there. But yeah, until next time, guys, I am Corey Willis, and you were listening to the Reign of Five Sportscast.